First, a new Marquette Law School poll is out with questions for Wisconsinites about the presidential election, mask mandates, support for Black Lives Matter protests, and more. The poll was conducted August 4th to 9th. Results were released yesterday. Charles Franklin is professor of law and public policy at Marquette University and director of the Marquette Law School poll. Charles, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Good to be back.
We'll start us off with the matchup in the presidential race here in Wisconsin. What are we looking at?
Well, this month we're switching to likely voters instead of all registered voters, and we see a 5-point Biden lead, 49 to 44. In June, with likely voters, it was a 6-point lead, 50 to 44. So a 1-point change. The margin of error here is 4.2 percentage points. So that's a very small change, maybe a slight tightening. When we look at all registered voters, that was an 8-point lead in June and a 6-point lead now. So a 2-point change. So I think between those two, you might say the race has tightened just a little bit, but it's almost within rounding error. I wouldn't reach large conclusions about a change of 1 percentage point.
Now, is it just me, Charles, or is there a lot more presidential polling of Wisconsin this year? Yours, of course. There's one at UW-Madison, and it seems like some of the nationals are paying more attention to us this time around.
Yeah, I think 2016 taught national pollsters they shouldn't ignore us. It's great to have UW-Madison doing their polling as well, because that gets us a second look from inside the state, where I'd like to believe we're a little more familiar with the details of politics here. So it's really good, and it also means that readers, viewers, listeners can, you know, get multiple takes on this. And so all of this is to the good that we have more polling.
One thing that struck me in the race was you asked about voter enthusiasm, in effect. And I know we've seen arguments from the Trump campaign saying, yeah, the polls, we're behind in some polls, but look at enthusiasm. Our voters are way more excited than Biden supporters. What did you get when you asked people about that?
Yeah, this is one where we don't see any difference in enthusiasm or commitment to voting. For people saying they're certain to vote, Democrats and Republicans are exactly the same. Independents a good deal less likely to be certain. If you're very excited about voting in November, Democrats and Republicans are the same. Independents a bit less excited. What the Trump campaign and some media outlets have stressed is if you ask, how excited are you to vote for Donald Trump, or how excited are you to vote for Joe Biden? In those national polls, Trump voters are more excited to vote for him than Biden supporters are to vote for Biden. And so there is some truth to this argument about enthusiasm, but in our data, it has nothing to do with how likely you are to actually turn out, but the fact that Trump voters are particularly positive about him, and Biden voters don't share that same level of commitment to him, at least not at this point. On the other hand, the Biden voters are pretty negative to Donald Trump. So there's also a flip side to that.
This is still, of course, a few months out from elections. These polls seem pretty consistent. 5-ish point leads for Biden in Wisconsin. I'm guessing, though, we're not going to see Democrats put this one in their pockets or Republicans throw in the towel on Wisconsin just yet.
Well, no one should do that for two reasons. One is we certainly saw the polls, including mine, were wrong. We had Clinton up by 6. Before the election last time. So why on earth would you believe me? But secondly, polls don't vote. It's the people that vote. Go to the polls and vote for whoever you want to vote for, or vote for a third party, or stay home. That's entirely up to the voters. But it's important to realize that the outcome of the race lies in the hands of the voters, not in the hands of the pollsters or the poll results.
Talking to Charles Franklin with the Marquette Law School poll, looking at the results of their latest survey of Wisconsin out this week. Let's turn to some other issues now. We've got a statewide mask mandate, at least for now, from the governor. You asked people about that, the mandate for masks in indoor public places. What did people think?
People are pretty positive about it. The governor had announced this in the week before we did the poll. 69% supported a mask mandate. 29% were opposed. There was a party divide. Democrats were 93% in favor and independents 71%. But Republicans were fairly divided, 43 in favor, 54 opposed. Often we see Democrats at 90 to something for something and Republicans 90 to something against it or vice versa. But here that relatively even split among the Republicans is why we see a, you know, nearly 70% majority in favor is because Republicans are more or less divided while independents are lopsided and Democrats nearly unanimous. Also, as a result of that, the mask mandate is supported by a solid majority in every region of the state, including the rural Northwest.
Are there differences in geographical support, or is that consistently favored by the same margins?
No, the size varies a little bit. In the city of Milwaukee, it's 83% in favor. In the Wow counties or the surrounding suburbs, more than just the Wow counties, 64 in favor. Madison, 78. Green Bay, 73. And the north and west, that's Wausau over to the Twin Cities, 60% in favor.
You also ask, as you do, about support for Governor Evers, how he's doing on the job, and how he's handling COVID in particular. What did you find out about attitudes toward the governor?
On COVID, there's a little uptick, perhaps connected with that broad support for the mask order. 61% approve of his handling of COVID, 35 disapprove. That's up 3 points from 58-37 in June. In March, he was very high at 76-17. That fell off down to 64 and then 58, but now rebounds to 61 this month. His overall job approval is a little lower than that, 57 approve, 37 disapprove, but that's also up 3 points from June.
And how did survey respondents assess the president's handling of the coronavirus pandemic?
That's actually been working its way down. This month, 40% approve of the president's handling of the epidemic, 58% disapprove. In June, it was 44-52. It was also 44 in May. The high water mark was in March, really at the start of the shutdown, when the president's job approval was at 51% on handling COVID. So that's come down a solid 11 points over time. As I say, Evers has come down as well, but at a much higher level, and now a little rebound for him, while the president's approval on this issue has dropped 4 points.
One more issue I want to get to that you asked about. Back in June, the killing of George Floyd by Minneapolis police, the resulting Black Lives Matter protests, it's still very recent in a lot of ways. What have we seen in the movement of public opinion toward those protests here in Wisconsin?
Here we have seen a drop in support for the protests. In June, 61% approved, 36 disapproved. In August, it's 48-48, a dead even split. And so there has been a drop in support. The drop is largest among white respondents, who came down from 59 approved to 45 approved. Black and Hispanic support is largely unchanged from where it was a month ago. Also, President Trump's job approval on the protests has hardly changed. 30% approved of him in June on handling the protests. It's 32% this time. So even though support for the protests came down, it doesn't appear to have affected the president's evaluation on that issue.
Bringing things back around to the presidential race, are we able to tell if either of these huge stories, the COVID pandemic and the Black Lives Matter protests, are affecting people's thoughts on who they're going to vote for president?
Well, I think we've seen little movement in the presidential race. In February, it was tied. In March and May, it was about a 3-point margin. And then it moved up to 6 points in June and 5 points this month if we switch to likely voters. So it's maybe Biden's margin has grown a little bit from February, but we're not seeing a steady change, and this month tightened by 1 percentage point. So I think we're still looking at a competitive race, but it's not at the exactly even level either. These are small margins for Biden, but they are certainly not prohibitive margins. More to the point, all of this and the things that we've been talking about are a look at where the public stands today and what they think and what issues are bothering them. These are not forecasts of what will happen in November because things could change. If 2020 has taught us anything, it should be that we don't know what's going to happen next.
2016, yeah. In our last 30 seconds or so, Charles, one thing that's new since you were in the field with this, we have a vice presidential nominee to go along with Joe Biden here. Historically, do we see a nomination, a selection of a VP candidate bump polls much at all?
Usually it doesn't, though almost always it's conflated with the party conventions because you usually roll out your vice presidential pick right about the same time as the conventions. And so knowing how much of the effect was the VP as opposed to the conventions is always hard to tell. I think the importance of the vice president is what they do within the party in terms of important coalitions and whether they unify voices within the party or whether they form the basis for some kind of dissent. And then outside the party, is the vice presidential pick someone who is seen as qualified and able to perform the duties of the office as well as potentially the presidency?
Charles, thanks again for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That's Charles Franklin from Marquette University talking with the latest Marquette Law School survey. Check out the full results at WPR.org/Central Time. Stick around. There's more to come here on the Ideas Network.